You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Playing at 95 BFM Gold, February 15th at the Power Station.
Happy anniversary to this album. Cokes.
Such an articulate child, how wild this one got imagination too. A unique worldview too, such a shame about her attitude. Just a few social contortions, no telling what she could do. Perform for us, but stop warning us about the harm that colonization do. Can I get yourself, give you a bell, do an interview? Talk about how I see you, not how you crashed like Bandicoot. Not how you behind in your rent, cause every dollar you have spent on living under a regime just so to others you make sense.
I have been
looking at the ceiling, considering if my life was a joke. Folded up my body, you had me doubting if I had a hope. Had some dope while getting criticized about the methods I chose to cope. How they beat me, cheated, treated me just short of handing me the rope. But I levitated greatly, and that brings us to the present day. And that's not to say these mind frames ever go away. Is it any wonder these treatments now I can't allow? Not throwing in the towel, you should have left me for dead, dummy. Cause how you like me now?
That was Narratives featuring Brown Boy Magic by none other than Coco Solid. And it's the anniversary of Cokes, the track from this album. Kia ora, Coco Solid, are you there?
Morena.
Morena. I was just talking about how it's the anniversary on Waitangi Day. That was obviously on purpose. I thought that that was a very smart thing to do, to a very clever thing to do, to release on Waitangi. How was your Waitangi Day on Wednesday?
Yeah, it was good. Coke was kind of a turning point for me, where I was, people have different interpretations and feelings on Waitangi Day, obviously, but I had always had a pretty kind of dank day. I always kind of, you know, got in my bag and got a bit frustrated and ragey and reflective, and Cooks was cool. Cooks was like a turning point where I was like, no, I'm going to take the day back, you know? I'm going to get some power. I'm going to, like, you know, have a celebration. And I hadn't put out a solo record for years, and I just thought, well, that would really, you know, transform my day. That would make me feel like, you know, I had some kind of agency, and it was about, you know, my Māori tanga, but it was just a divergence from the usual narrative that I was used to.
Yes.
And so yesterday was very much the same. I played with Shefu and King Kapisi in Wellington.
Cool.
At Kotahi Fest, which was mean. It was really cool. It was like a free festival, and there were heaps of kids, like, really doing some amazing dance moves.
Oh, cute.
It was really cute.
So was it like a dance competition kind of thing? You know, sometimes like, get on stage, dance competition.
Yeah, there was definitely wholesome, and I definitely self-censored throughout my set, which I was really proud of.
Oh,
I was
yes,
doing
congrats.
Like a total Sesame Street remix. but no, it was cool. Again, it was just me, which I think I'm just going to continue to do for the rest of my life, just try and make that day about, you know, our power. And somebody said they heard an interview with Tom Eaton the other day who was just like, we really need to stop fixating on how shit Pākehā have been to us historically and fixate on how incredible we are. And I feel like, yeah, that's a part of my kaupapa now. I think I'm just going to, like, be amazing on my tangi day and see how that goes.
Ai, tika tau riro. Riro. yeah, I totally believe in the same thing. Capitalizing off trauma can only lead you to despair at the end of the day.
Wanted to kind of see. I mean, I have, obviously, we all have our kind of our struggles, and I just wanted to see how that goes for me on a day that has always been really tough. For Māori, in my opinion. So, yeah, my Waitangi Day yesterday was cool, and it's cool to have this record been out for a year. It's a real special project, so it's cool.
I love all the collaborations as well. We're going to be playing more from Cokes after the interview, but yes, you're also playing live at our 50th anniversary, 95BFM's 50th anniversary on February 15th, and you're playing with Damn Native, who you've said you've worshipped as a young Native girl for real.
Yeah, man. I went to, like, when I was like 15, I went to like a record store opening they did, like real small, and I was like one of like five people there, and I got a kaupapa driven sticker that they were putting out, and it's still on my record player, so I can't wait to meet them. I know their catalogue back to front. They're such a they had a big influence on me, yeah, for sure.
So you're gonna have like a bit of a fangirl, or you're gonna keep it cool, you reckon? Gonna be like, oh yeah.
Probably be messy, probably. Yeah, probably be just ruin the vibe. I'm not sure that I'll be cool and calm, but it'll be just cool to see them live, you know.
Well, I just want to let you know that some of our listeners have been texting in some pretty cute stuff, and one was referring to you saying Coco Solid is the best damn rapper in the world, thanks to you.
So,
there's some love for you from the BFM listeners.
Oh, thanks, BFM listeners. Love y'all.
But also, you said in an Instagram post that your performance, all the front rows are going to be reserved for Wahine, Trans, GNC Butchers, and Femmes Only, you think. Is that still on?
Yeah, I just want that because it's a pretty, like, front. Yeah, it's a pretty real hefty lineup, let's be real.
Yes.
Like, I am seeing like the different aesthetics and posters coming out, and it's just like, wow. I feel a little bit kind of, there's a lot of pressure, and I just thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just, like, you know, just insulate myself with the, you know, with my kind of energy, and then, you know, we'll call it even. And, I've got this awesome old lady who sells really cheap flowers.
Yes, you've got flowers.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to come and see you on the 15th because, you know, I might just, like, some people get really salty about Valentine's Day not working out for them. And I was like, I know, I'll be the alpha Valentine. If people are, like, really salty about it, I can give everyone flowers and make them feel better. So
yes. That's
my plan. I just, like, call, you know, all my girls to the front, and we can just have, like, we can have a good time, and then the rest of the night can be whatever energy it is.
So the 95BFM Gold 50th anniversary will be at the Power Station Friday 15th of February. It's going to be featuring Beast Wars, the original True School hip-hop show, Mariko, Damn Natives, Would It, Mellow Downs, Diggy Dupe, Church and AP, Image, Ray, Luke and Raisy, Miss June, and of course, the beautiful Coco Solid.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling up. And yes, make sure that you get to the front and get a flower for those of you who are feeling a bit emo. know, after Valentine's Day. Personally, you know, I feel like there's just a wonderful thing to do for
people. We'll see how many flowers that my sis has got on the day. Please don't get mad at me if I hand out three and then
just
shrug. But
just, like,
yeah,
blow
it's
some
gonna
kisses.
Be all love. It's gonna be all love.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to play Just One Kiss in theme with Valentine's Day. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this? It's produced by Jizmatron. It's not really romantic, though, is it? It's more like, nah, not a contract. Like, it's kind of staunch. I'm into
this
it.
This is my Becky Bok. I just wanted to do kind of, you know, like, when me and Tim Jizmatron wrote the song, we were just really having fun, and it's that feeling when you realise somebody is a fuckboy or a player and you're over it.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, you're an egg. Oh, I'm out of here. It's like that real liberating feeling when you're like, oh, see ya.
Well, yes, shout outs to that liberating feeling.
Biggest shout out to
all those players out there. Get out of there. Get out of there for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, break free, guys.
Well, thanks again, Coco Solid. You're a legend. And see you on the 15th.
Ka kite.
To Coco Solid for a wonderful interview. You can catch her on the 15th at the Power Station for our 50th anniversary. Solid Gold.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.